is looking at you, kid.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I could have been a contender.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Show me the money.
You talking to me?
I'll have what she's having.
I never thought I had to fight in my own house.
Long live the king.
Here's Johnny.
I am the father.
I'll get you, my pretty.
Why so serious?
Hasta la vista, baby.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
You'd love the cannoli. They're classics in part because these stories, these storylines and characters seep into our lives even when we don't know it. But sometimes we haven't really seen all the classics that we quote. Sam Sanders, a Renaissance man, host of the NPR podcast It's Been a Minute, has finally caught up with one of the greatest films of all time. He's here to review it. Sam, you had never seen Casablanca?
I had never seen it.
Okay, we'll explain. Casablanca, it's the setting as well as the title. World Weary Rick, and boy, oy is he weary, played by Humphrey Bogart, owns Rick's Cafe in Casablanca at the start of World War II. His former lover, Ilsa, an utterly radiant Ingrid Bergman, walks back into his life, and Rick has to reconsider his cynicism. Sam, how did you miss this?
Well, I came around after its time. Yeah. But also, I have this weird thing, and I hate to even admit this.
Yeah.
I usually don't find watching stuff in black and white visually stimulating. I know. I'm going to get tweets
it's
and
timeless.
Letters.
It's timeless.
Yeah, well,
that way.
Okay. But this week, for you, Scott,
God
I watched
bless, yeah.
it. I watched the movie.
And first impressions?
I actually liked it.
Oh, right.
I actually
good.
Liked it for a few reasons. The biggest reason being that I hadn't really realized that through the lens of the culture, I had already seen this movie. There were so many lines where I was like, oh, that's where that comes from.
Yep.
And so it was nice to see that I was able to talk along with some of the lines from Ingrid and Humphrey as they were happening, which was weird because I'd never seen it.
I believe she was gone by the time even I came along, but did you fall in love at least a little bit with Ingrid Bergman?
First thing I fell in love with Casablanca. The whole film, they're all like, why are we stuck here? And I'm like, it's Casablanca. You should be happy to be there. It's great. It's better than, like, Nights Occupied France. But yes, Ingrid, amazing. Yeah. What I noticed, though, it took, like, 25 minutes or so into the film for her to show up. And I kept
being
where's the female lead? Where's Ingrid? I want to see Ingrid. And then she shows up, and you're like, oh, worth the wait.
Yeah. And, of course, I think, like, one of the greatest scenes of all time. Hold on, I've got to pick up my phone. Play La Marseillaise. Play La Marseillaise.
Play La Marseillaise. Played.
Whose heart cannot be moved
by
beautiful. That moment when you have the girl of the street singing, you know, La Marseillaise enfant, and everybody joining in, and Nazis, you know, slamming down their crushable caps. It's amazing.
That whole scene for me spoke to a theme that I found present throughout, this idea that you can't always be neutral. You have to choose a side.
Yes,
you have
exactly.
to take a stand. And the whole movie, we're watching Humphrey Bogart's character decide what side he wants to be on.
Yeah.
And I think in times like these today, where all stuff political seems so high stakes, a lot of folks are asking themselves the same kind of questions. Can I be neutral? Do I have to take a stand for something? What does it mean to take a stand? And the film gets at that. And also, it's a love story, too, which I thought was great.
Do you have a favorite line?
I mean, like, the usual ones. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. The start of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
All of those. I just loved how those one-liners of note were rapid-fire the entire movie.
Yeah.
There was some really good writing
and
there.
It's interesting because I believe in the histories that have been written about it, this was how a great film is not supposed to be made.
Really?
It was written by committee. It kept getting drafted and redrafted.
Oh, really?
And, absolutely everything. And, you know, changed directors a couple of times.
Yeah.
And despite everything you would think that
it's so quotable.
Being, exactly.
Before I saw this movie, in my opinion, the most quotable film of all time was Mean Girls. You've seen that one, haven't you?
I have not seen Mean Girls.
Wait.
Yeah, I have not seen Mean Girls.
I found
Girls,
one for you to watch, Scott.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
It's a really quotable film.
Did you, with respect to the artistry, because I'll watch it again when we're done here today. really? I mean, enlivened by your enthusiasm, did you find anything a little dated?
I mean, I expected things to be more problematic than they were.
I mean, Bogey never actually says play it again, Sam.
Exactly.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. play as time goes by.
And then, I as soon as I saw a black guy at the piano playing songs for white people, I was like, oh, this might be a problem.
Yeah, Dooley Wilson. But like, that's a great role.
It wasn't. It wasn't a problem for me. They handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
I expected the gender dynamics to be a little bit more out of whack, but Ingrid's character was definitely in control of her situation the entire film.
Yeah.
So I was pleasantly surprised by how woke a movie this old tried to be.
We've been asking listeners to take a look at a classic movie they've missed and tweet us their review in 140 characters or less. Sam Sanders, your review of Casablanca.
Not as problematic as I expected. Love the one-liners. Would wreck.
Sam Sanders is the host of NPR's It's Been a Minute podcast. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
Here's looking at you, kid. They wouldn't let me say that until the end.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I